This is the fifth summer that U.S. troops in Iraq have spent fighting in the Mesopotamian desert. The relentless heat is the unspoken enemy. Soldiers regularly patrol in temperatures of 120 degrees and higher. Over the years, the armed forces have learned a few things about surviving an Iraqi summer. NPR's John Burnett reports from Baghdad.
The heat is something supernatural, baking with an intensity that's hard to describe. It does things to an army that no one foresaw. Sergeant Paul Andrews, a treatment specialist for Alpha Company of the Sledgehammer Brigade, stands inside the hospital tent in shorts and a T-shirt, fighting the torpor.
It gets so hot, the mercury actually cracks the whole thermometer.
Some GIs actually ask for an IV before they go out on midday patrol in the belief that it will pre-hydrate them, says Andrews. Brigade surgeons discourage the practice. They say drinking water is better, but the medics sometimes accommodate the request.
It's a mental thing with them. If they get an IV, they think they're good, even though they don't need it. If they get an IV, it's like the cure-all. It's like they're happy. Hey, an IV. Oh, yeah, I'm good now. You know, they could have their arm blown off and it's, hey, IV, I'm good.
The observation post at Combat Outpost Assassins rises 30 feet above the desert floor. In a window stands 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Ryan Dietz from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania, watching a highway for suspicious vehicles. It feels like a furnace inside the concrete tower. And his body armor raises his temperature another 10 to 15 degrees. But it's been worse, says Dietz, his flushed face smiling good-naturedly. He remembers when he was a gunner on a Bradley fighting vehicle.
It gets up to, I'd say, about 140, 150 degrees inside that turret because there's no AC in there, but everything gets so hot. Every piece of metal you touch, you burn your hand. It's pretty miserable.
How do you deal with that?
Like I said, drink water, keep driving on. That's all you can do.
Soldiers often drink 7 to 8 liters of water a day and urinate very little because they sweat so much of it out. In 120 degrees, the body becomes a walking evaporative cooler. It gets more efficient after 2 weeks in the heat because people tend to acclimate. Still, watching the street all day from the observation post, Sergeant Dietz grows envious of local custom.
Yeah, I'm sure if all I had to wear is a man dress and flip-flops, I'd be a lot cooler.
For war planners, heat is not just a casualty threat. It's a morale issue. When soldiers come off a long patrol, they must cool down. To that end, in Iraq today, almost all field tents are now air-conditioned, and AC has become standard in most Humvees. Sitting in the relative comfort of his Humvee, Lieutenant Clifton Hubbard used this description when he wrote home recently.
It can almost be described as a hairdryer just being blown on you constantly.
But everything is relative, according to the Humvee gunner, Specialist James Brennan.
So when it gets up to 120, 125, that's really hot. It gets down to like 105 degrees, that's cool to you.
And in the warrior culture of the military, pride comes into play, says Lieutenant Dan Bell, a tank commander from San Antonio.
There's kind of almost a machismo. If you're the one to fall out from a heat injury, or you're the one complaining that it's hot, everyone else is just going to make fun of you, and you don't want to be that guy.
Iraqis, already agog at the technology Americans brought over to fight the war, believe the troops have a secret weapon against the heat. How else could they survive in their bulky armor and hot uniforms under the blazing Arabian sun? They've created an occupation urban legend. An army surgeon was treating Iraqis during a recent medical op when one of them asked, in complete seriousness, "Doctor, may I please have one of your cool pills?" John Burnett, NPR News, Baghdad.